Today's reading shall be read from 1 Samuel 1:21 to 28. 21. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence, praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. There are two things that strike me about this scripture. Elkanah states, "Only may the Lord establish his word." It is true. Without God's movement and divine power, nothing is possible. The second thing that strikes me is the fact that Hannah had petitioned with the Lord and had answered a prayer. So she was willing to give her son to the Lord, to honour and worship him. She was willing to show her all because of the Lord's great wonder.